Welcome to Heroes Asylum, issue 112. I am Kane. I am hosting again for the second straight week. Mike is still under the weather, like I said before in previous podcasts. If you happen to have his personal page, wish him well wishes and all that good stuff. I'm not going to disclose what he has, but I'm sure everybody who knows him knows, and we wish him the best speedy recovery. And I think from what I heard, he'll be back next week. He's just not up to par yet, but hopefully we'll see him at full strength next week. But I got Willie, Hotshot, Mr. Veal, pinch hitting for me this week, and he's in the co-host chair. What's going on, Hotshot?
What's up, Kane? I'm so happy to be here once again in the asylum.
Yeah, you're in the asylum. You're in the big chair now.
I am in the big
chair. You're in my chair, normally, that I sit in, but I'm in Mike's chair. So we're just doing a little flip-floppy, but... If you guys don't know what this podcast is all about, basically we discuss all the stuff of heroes, sci-fi, all that good stuff. And I think the first thing we're going to talk about is the season finale of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which is now being called Captain America
and the Winter Soldier. Spoiler alert, just for who hasn't watched it. But if you haven't watched yet, hit pause, go watch it, then come back and join us. So we don't spoil anything for you.
Yeah, come back.
We don't want to do that.
Come back in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
If I want to give you a time code, come back in 10 minutes, we should be done. But yeah, so we had the season finale of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and Hotshot, I'm going to give it to you. So what did you think?
I loved it. I think they did a phenomenal job ending it. It looks as if there's going to be another season. We don't know yet. I hope there is. I mean, from what they did with WandaVision, it was only a one-hitter just tying into Doctor Strange. But like I said, we don't know how they ended. The way they ended this, I feel like they might be hinting at a possible second season. But I just loved it. I did get teary-eyed from Sam's speech at the end to the senators and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to defend Carly on this, though. Because I feel like there's a lot of people that are really against her. But if you really break it down and think about what she was fighting for... She's not a bad person at all.
No, she's not.
I think the last episode of the episode before, when she attacked that, I can't think of the building that she attacked. I'm just drawing a blank on that.
I think, was it the UN building or it was probably an ambassador building? I'm not sure.
It was like a government official building. But honestly, she was pushed to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the camp that she was supporting, that she stole all those supplies for, I mean, who was she hurting stealing those supplies? They were supposed to be for refugees anyway. They just weren't giving them to them. But once they take everything away, take that camp away, you know, you push the bear too many times, or you poke the bear too many times, mm-hmm. and the bear fought back. I love her fight, though. Like, the fight was awesome that she had. Like, her heart was in the 100% right place, and Sam is also one of the only people to defend her on the show.
He legit defended her throughout the entire series. Like, he
exactly because he understood, because from his background of like from his nationality, you know, he's had there's a history. But I'm not going to explain the history of his background, like what his ancestors have had to overcome. It's pretty much the same thing.
I think
what Carly is going through, and what people that did not disappear for those 5 years, they're being treated the same way in a matter of speaking once everybody came back. Mm. And so, like I said, she was in the right 100%. But I honestly got choked up when Sam was speaking about the issue, and nobody else could have said it better than him.
That, I'll tell you what, that speech alone, I was kind of like a little leery of, like, you know, passing the shield, I guess, if you will. To me, I don't like when characters take up a character that's already existed. It's always bothered me in comics. It's a little pet peeve I have. You know, I have a problem. To me, Batman's always Bruce Wayne. Captain America's always Steve Rogers. But in this instance, the way they did it, it was very flawless. And it made sense.
And they made the tradition like a very smooth transition.
And to me, like, that speech that he had in front of the cops and everybody else was so powerful. I mean,
it was.
It's just like it. Like I was drawn, just listening to every word he said. And one of the big things that struck me is he sat there. He's like, "Look, I'm a black guy wearing the stars and stripes. I don't have blonde hair. I don't have blue eyes."
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, "Damn!" And he's like, "And I'm." And he's like, "And later on, they referred to him as Captain America, which is actually kind of cool. They had a, I guess somebody in the stands like, "That's the Black Falcon." He's like, "No, that's Captain America."
I love that.
I laughed at it.
Because it was just funny, but it was also I loved it at the same time.
Yeah, it's almost like, okay, we're passing the baton. You're no longer, you know, the Falcon. Now you're Cap.
Yeah,
and I thought that was like, okay, you know what? I dig it. And everything he did, the suit looks so freaking cool.
Oh, I love the suit. And like the way we're kind of like they like I mean everything's made out of vibranium and like just their technical advances. The way they changed the suit, and not even just the suit, the flight pack or whatever they call it.
Oh, the wings and the flight pack.
The wings and everything, way much better. Like it was like much smoother in design, like more sleek.
Mm-hmm.
It was like you went from a. Let's see, I'm trying to think of cars here. You went from a Mercedes to a McLaren.
that's a good one.
That's a big step. Like that's a let's big go. Step. Like supercar wise, but I have a question for you though.
What's up?
How did you feel about him getting Isaiah's statue in the memorial?
I'll tell you what. That I think that scene was probably more powerful than Sam's speech.
It was,
and there was the thing about it is there was no words. If you notice, nobody was talking. He basically said to Isaiah and his I think that's his grandson or
I think so.
And he goes over and he says, "Hey, you know, get dressed. I'm going to take you somewhere." And they go to the, I believe it's the Captain America Museum. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just the regular museum. So you see the regular, like if you've seen the show, guys, you know what the Cap Museum looks like. It's basically, it was introduced in the Winter Soldier. And they go throughout there and you see the picture of Cap. But then you go to the backside and then you see this monument and it's Isaiah Bradley on there. And Isaiah just looks at it and he just starts bawling.
Oh, yeah.
And looking at Sam. And I started bawling. I was like, oh man. And it basically just shows Isaiah Bradley. He's like, you know what? You deserve to be up here with everybody else because you gave as much as anybody else. There's no doubt you should be here. I was like, God damn it, Sam.
there's no words needed for that scene. Everything you could just read off their faces.
Oh my God. Like the facial expressions and everything. And they all three of them hugged together. I was like, you know, it's almost like three generations of Cap. If you read the comics, Isaiah Bradley's grandson, he becomes like a, I think he becomes a hero in the Young Avengers. I'm not sure who the hero is, but he becomes some sort of hero later on. And the other thing I like about Sam becoming Cap, the whole thing about this series was basically there are other super soldiers out there. We discovered like somebody had replicated the formula. Carly became a super soldier and all these other people, they were radicalists. And to jump on the Carly note, by the way, I'm going to defend her also. I think what people have issues with is lately Marvel's villains have been, you know, they've been awesome. And Killmonger and Thanos are like in Loki, or they're like the standards, right? And then you look at a person like Carly, like, oh, well, she wasn't that great. But I disagree because the movement that Carly was a part of was bigger than her. She was leading. So her cause was way bigger than her. And you got to think about it. That this is basically a normal person gifted this super soldier syndrome to us, to everybody else. And she's fighting for a cause that she believes is right. And those are always the best villains.
It is the right cause. It's a very strong movement, and it's not over. The movement's not dead.
No, it's not.
As you see at the end when they're transporting the rest of the other super soldiers, her friends, her faction, whichever you wouldn't call it.
What are they, World Nation, I believe? That's what they're called?
Yes, the Flag Smashers. Rest of the Flag Smashers.
Kind of, dude, I didn't like that name, the Flag Smasher. Kind of lame, but that's a
different name. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, the name is kind of silly. But,
I mean, as you see, when they're transporting them to that prison, they get ambushed, and they were breaking them out.
Yeah.
I mean, if you listen, right before they close the door on the transport vehicle, the one cop says one world. And that's their thing. They have followers still. And Carly was right. Even if I die, or even if we die, we have our movement is strong enough to move on without us. Well, and even, it's true.
And Sam said it too. He's like, you know, even if you get Carly, there's going to be Carly 2.0 out there, and he's going to be way worse. And he was right. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you kill one. It's almost in a strange way. I'm not sure if this is the way they're going, but it looks like it's another version of Hydra. Because, you know, the old Hydra moniker was like, you cut off one head, two grow back in its place.
Well, you have, what's her name? I know I'm bad with names.
Oh, Julia Weed Dreyfus? Yeah, she's supposed to be Madam Hydra. She's supposed to be. That's the character's name. I'm not sure if they're going to go that route, but that is her name in the comics.
They could. But what about the Power Broker?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we watch the post-credit scenes or right before the post-credit scenes, she gets her pardon and she actually gets her job back.
Yeah, and now she's in a better position than she was before because now she's on the inside.
And but she still has all that power.
And she's mm-hmm. still going to be the Power Broker. And I think, and I read this online, and actually I heard it was a Twitter question. I'm sorry. Did I say tweet question? Anyway. I'm sorry. I just got back from dinner. Leave me alone. So anyway, the tweet was that basically that, do you think Sharon's character, the Power Broker, is going to lead into this? Because they have another Disney Plus series coming out next year. It's called Iron Wars. Don Cheadle's character is going to be in it. And, you know, the moniker of that series is basically, what happens if Tony Stark's technology falls into the wrong hands? And the ending of that show was basically Sharon said, I have all this technology available to me now. So I wonder if she's going to be in that series, and that's going to be a big crux of it, of her selling off secrets, and basically selling off Tony Stark's like secrets to everybody else around the world, the highest bidders. So I wonder if they're going to go that route. That'd be interesting.
That is a tough question. Like, what would happen if Tony Stark's like, I mean, Wakanda would definitely step in for sure.
Oh, yeah, they have to.
Because I feel like their technology rivals is, honestly, let's be honest here.
Yes.
If you made a Tony Stark, if you made an Iron Man suit made out of vibranium, nothing bad would have ever happened.
No.
Like those fractured ribs and all that other stuff that would happen in the regular Iron Man suit.
It would never happen with vibranium.
Right. Like James, like Rhodes, when he fell out of the sky, I feel like if he was a vibranium Iron Man suit,
he would have survived.
He wouldn't be paralyzed.
Yeah.
But
he's anymore.
Yeah, you did mention like more super soldiers become like when they became one. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about John. You say his last name.
John Marshall,
the U.S. John Marshall, agent?
Yeah.
The new U.S. agent.
I was kind of confused because I thought they were gonna. Honestly, I thought he was a one and done character. I thought they were gonna kill him off at the end. But they did something I didn't think they were gonna do. They redeemed him.
Like the way they redeemed him.
I liked it too because basically he had the choice. Because is he gonna go after Carly? Is he gonna save the truck? And he saved the truck. I mean, of course,
he saved the truck.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, so they're redeeming him. And he's going to become the U.S. agent. He's not Captain America, so he's basically going to be this rogue agent out there wearing it's a Captain America uniform, kids, but it's black now. So he's going
to be a knockoff Captain America?
It's supposed to be a knockoff. Yeah, basically, that's what the U.S. agent is. He's supposed to be a knockoff.
I mean, at least hopefully he continues or they have him continue doing the right thing. I'm not familiar with this character.
He's not let me explain it this way. He's not a great character, but Marvel has a way, especially in the MCU, of taking these obscure characters and making them very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I think going forward they have plans for him. I don't see him like in the Eternals, but I think if they like we're going to talk about, you know, to segue out of this into they announced they're going to do a Captain America and Winter Soldier movie now. They're going to do season 2
because the way they honestly this six episodes, honestly, it felt like I was watching a movie.
It was, yeah.
I kept falling asleep and waking up. I mean, I didn't fall asleep at all during these series or during these episodes because there's no way you couldn't miss anything in these episodes, nor would you want to miss anything in the season. But it just felt like watching a movie, watching the season, because like, it was just boom, boom. Like one episode's done, but when they pick up the next episode, it's like.
Yeah.
Right, and there really wasn't a break in between anything.
I knew they were gonna kill it on a streaming service. I didn't think they were gonna kill it to this extreme, but they've literally done that. And I think the bottom line with these two series with WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier, which I like,
love WandaVision.
Oh, honestly. WandaVision was I thought WandaVision was just something that we haven't seen.
No, it like, was it was it's new.
It's new, it's fresh. It's still the MCU, but we're putting a different coat of paint on it now. Now it's like a different
I loved
version.
It. And you know, it's still hard for me. It took me a little while to realize who Wanda is.
Mm.
She's an Olsen, like yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody's connected the dots now. But now every time I watch, I still rewatched a lot of like the last couple episodes of WandaVision. Now when I look at her, I can't see anything but her like being an Olsen, which is weird to say.
Yeah, she's the youngest of the twins, yes. Which is crazy.
And she's going to surpass the Olsens in fame-wise. Money-wise, maybe not because they have their clothing line and everything like
but
that.
But acting-wise, she is far above both of them. It's not even – she's on a different planet. And it's nothing against the Olsen twins. They had their moment in time, and they made their money. Good for them. But Elizabeth Olsen is in a different stratosphere. Hey,
I love the Mary Kay and Ashley Olsen VHS tapes. Let's be honest here. I did. They were I mean, cute. I grew up watching them.
They were cute. My kid watched them when she was younger, so she loved
I mean,
them.
Your kid's like 10 years younger than I, but still.
Yeah.
They're great. I loved them. If I have really nothing else to watch, I'll watch them again. Hey, just because I like the stories.
They are what they are. They made their dough off them, and good for them. That's. I'm never gonna attack anybody for making money. And they made their money, and they turned it into an empire, and good for them. I'm just saying, like, as far as acting wise, she's different.
Far superior.
She's far superior. She has just chops. And the common thing with these two series, with WandaVision and Falcon Winter Soldier, I'm not sure if this is a theme going forward, but I think as far as character wise, notice the characters when they came into the show and how they left the show. When Wanda different. Was walking into WandaVision, she was basically, she was Wanda Maximoff. She was broken. When she left the show, she was a Scarlet Witch, right? Sam walks into the Falcon and Winter Soldier. He's still Falcon, right? He doesn't want the shield. He leaves the show as Captain America, all right?
Yes.
Bucky is having his issues. He doesn't want to be the Winter Soldier no more. So maybe going forward, they call him the White Wolf. I don't know if they're going to do that. Because he doesn't want to be the Winter Soldier anymore, basically.
I mean, what is the White Wolf an actual character, or is that just a name?
No, it's an actual character in the MCU. Okay. Yeah, basically.
Really?
If you watched Avengers Infinity War, when they went to Wakanda, and basically...
Okay, I'm
remember
sorry.
That? And basically...
Yeah. She called him that in the series.
Yeah, it's basically, hey, it's time for the White Wolf to come out of hiding. And they call
like
him
how...
the White Wolf again. I'm like, so I wonder if going forward, they don't call him the Winter Soldier, they just call him the White Wolf.
Right, I'm glad you brought up Bucky because he had a struggle of his own in this series.
The inner demons that he faced,
yes,
is also something powerful. It's just like he has to he did that, right? And he's reliving those memories over and over again. And the scene, another powerful scene, he walks into that old guy, I forgot his name, basically says, "Hey, guess what? I killed your son."
Yeah,
and it wasn't
he goes to his apartment and. Yeah. Probably admits to him. It's like, your son was murdered.
By a Winter Soldier.
Yeah. And I don't know if the old man connected the dots. Or
I think he did.
Went off camera. He told him, before they cut to to him leaving the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if he told him that he's a Winter Soldier. I mean, I know he took off his glove. So maybe the old man connected the dots saying, okay, the Winter Soldier had this metal arm. You have a metal arm, so... You killed my son.
I think you have to assume that happened, he figured it out. I think that's what it basically occurred, because there was no hug it out moment like, oh, I forgive you. He was like, oh, shit, and then he just left. And I like that, because some things can be forgiven and some things cannot.
I mean, the old man seemed to be very wise when he was talking to Bucky at the beginning of the series.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what could happen? We don't know. We don't know what will become of that. I'm pretty sure they're just going to go their separate ways, and hopefully Bucky will stop having these nightmares, and he becomes the White Wolf as the Wakanda did.
I think he will. I think this was the ending of the Winter Soldier storyline for him. Because
besides the new movie coming out next year. maybe they use the movie to actually make that complete transition.
Maybe.
He goes in as a Winter Soldier, but...
Comes out as White Wolf. That's another option. And the thing about I like this series, yes, it was only 6 episodes. I wish it was more. I mean, everybody else does too. But I love the fact that it's an open door. And anything political going, especially in this climate nowadays, this series was needed. The way it ended
it hit on every
level. It's
people struggling, or poverty level. Like Sam's sister.
Mm-hmm.
They were struggling to keep their business going. And then you have the race issue. Like, you just have numerous issues that are going on in real life, like in real life, mm-hmm. that they've touched on in this in these six episodes alone.
And the thing, when they do it, it's not preachy. It's just it's seamless. Like, you know, we had the whole Malcolm Floyd trial happen recently, and thank God that mm-hmm. guy's going to jail. And it, isn't it fitting that the ending of this show, we have a black Captain America? That to me is like, wow. Okay, I don't know if they did it on purpose or they knew what was going on in the culture, but damn, it's just like
this was not done because of what's going on.
I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of ironic it happened. Literally, like, when this happened, it's like irony. It's very creepy the way that happened. Like, that verdict came out, and then all of a sudden, Sam is a new Cap. It's like, you know what? Here's vindication. You know, you
right? Now I see what you're saying. Yeah. It's a coincidence, a powerful coincidence. Mm. But I liked it. It was I think it was great.
I just like where they're headed, and I enjoyed the series a lot. I want to see where they're gonna go forward. I guess they're still gonna do Captain America Winter Soldier movie, and they're gonna do another Captain America, because I guess Chris Evans is coming back in some form. I don't know where or when.
What? I don't want to, like, sound, I'm not trying to sound negative towards this, but what other storyline is there with him? Like, he has his origins. He has his origins movie already. He has his movies throughout his life. Like, from, like, the first Captain America, like, from the first Captain America to him waking up and mm-hmm. going into, like, becoming an Avenger and everything like that. What other
story, I don't think it's
what other direction can they go with him, honestly?
They can do the Invasion Skrull storyline from the comics. That's one he's a big part of. You could just throw him in movies here and there. Like, he's not a main part of it, but he's just there. He shows up. He's basically like your nuclear bomb. Like, if you're in trouble, he shows up. Oh, man, that's... And he's not Captain America. He's just Steve Rogers.
What I can't wait for is... And I've been saying this since I saw the list of Phase 5, when they released all the titles for the shows and the movies that are coming out after Endgame. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for Black Widow.
Well, we should get Black Widow... Was it June or May? Is it next month we're getting it? We should be getting it pretty soon. And
July.
And hopefully July they don't 9th. Push it back anymore, because...
I hope not. I mean, I'm not going
to... I was hyped to see it when the trailers... I was like, oh, man, Taskmaster looks great. But the more they push it back, the less I'm interested in it now. I'm like,
Not me. Because I want to know, like, who Natasha is. Because this is an Origins movie, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah.
There's no,
she needs one.
Yeah.
Because nobody really knows, like, what she really was before, like, how she got to
that point. I just wish they didn't release this movie after she died. I wish they did it during the original three phases. Like, her doing it now, like, after her character is dead, it's just like, okay. I mean, I don't mind. I want to see it. Like, all that political intrigue. I want to know how she got trained in the Red Room and all the stuff she went through and her family. You know, you had the Red Guardian there. I mean, you have some cool stuff. But I just wish it was released during the first
three phases. But sometimes you got to look at somebody, what they've did after they're gone. Mm. And that's in real life, too. Not to be sappy or depressing. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you look back on how their life was after they're gone to see... to really treasure what they've become, if that makes any sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense. You're right.
But I'm just excited because I really want to know her story more. I mean, I can read the comics, but I'm too lazy to read comic books.
Yeah, we
know. I don't read.
We've addressed that, so it's okay. We gotta fix
I can
that.
Read.
We got to fix that problem going forward. Maybe some audiobooks will help you out, bro.
We'll
get you hooked up,
man. Are there really audiobooks? I think
there are audiobooks out there.
I do have The Hobbit on audiobooks. Oh, and wow. Harry Potter on audiobooks.
Oh, look at you.
Those I've listened to. Okay. Those, actually, I did read the entire Harry Potter series. I'm proud of myself for that.
That's impressive.
Anyway. That's... I want the movie. I want it. And unlike you, I am not becoming less and less interested. The more they push it back, it just adds to my suspense.
I'm still going to watch it. It's just like before I was kind of hyped to watch it, and now I'm like, okay.
Right. I get
that's
that.
That's my only point, because they keep pushing it back. And you've got films that, you know, I know a couple films that were pushed back recently. Like Kong, Godzilla was pushed back, but they finally released it. They were like, you know, screw it. We're just going to put it on our streaming service and then put it in the theaters. That movie made, look it, It's not going to make the money it did in pre-pandemic, but post-pandemic, it made money. So you know that was successful. People signed up for HBO Max because of that film. And now I think they're probably going to make a sequel to that. They'd be dumb not to. So there's some
success stories. The movie they pushed back the most, in my opinion, is Top Gun 2. That was supposed to come out last summer.
No, it was supposed to come out in the... Was it summer?
It was supposed to come out last summer.
I thought it was December.
No, it was supposed to be the summer. Like, it was supposed to be June, July. Then it got pushed to December due to pandemic.
Where is it scheduled now?
I think it's December this year.
Is it December this year? Hmm.
But also, wasn't Black Widow like one of the first things filmed and completely done?
Yeah, and then the pandemic hit, and that was it. That was going to be the first movie that was going to be released. I remember because I was hyped up. I was talking to Mike, like, all right, I'm going to take this day off. We'll go see it.
Actually, have they released any movies from this phase? Are they just done shows?
Movie? No, just shows.
So she still will be the first.
She still will be the first one post-pandemic.
So from the MCU. We're not wrong. You're not wrong on that. It's still supposed to be the... Hopefully, she's still the first.
It's still leading the way. And I guess you call this, what, phase 4 or 5, I guess? I guess 4?
I think... I want to say 5.
I could be wrong. Is it ending of 3 or 4? I don't know. Anyway, it's a new freaking phase. But
I want to go see it. Are we going to see it on the premiere night? You want to go see it?
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay.
I'll take a night off.
It's a date.
It's a bro date.
Bromance,
brother, bromance.
No, but I like where the MCU is going with this whole thing. I love since I wasn't able to jump on because I think you wanted me to jump on at the end of WandaVision. Sorry, I'm just taking over your show here.
No, it's okay. You're part of the family now, so it's quite alright. We can talk.
I loved WandaVision. Like, I mean, I've already said it early, like a few minutes earlier, but the way they ended WandaVision. Like the last 3 episodes are my favorite of the whole series because they were just so powerful. And like you said, she walked out Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
And not many people, even in their mind, because she created the whole alter reality in her with her magic.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people, because she could have just left it up. She could have been like, no, I'm not giving up my family because I have a family now. And imagine the strength it takes to do that. That's incredible strength.
It is. It's the story of a loss. She was mourning. She mm-hmm. couldn't take it. She made up this entire reality so she wouldn't feel broken. But the ending of the series was her accepting the loss. And with loss, there's going to be something else. And her loss led to her becoming the acceptance of being the Scarlet Witch now. And she has the that book, I forgot what it's called, the Grimoire, and she's reading probably to find a way to get her kids back. That's what I think. Envision.
I don't know if it's that. I think it's just her learning. I mean, it could be because she's learning magic. That book's just going to teach her magic.
Mm.
So there could be a chapter in there saying this is how you do this, but I think it's just more her just learning more of who she is, like her powers that she has. And I think that's why it's leading into
Doctor Strange.
The Doctor Strange. And I think he's the one that's gonna, even though he knows that she's gonna be more powerful than him in the long run, he's still gonna get her to that level. He's gonna teach her what she needs to know.
You notice during the finale of WandaVision, they name dropped Doctor Strange. I think it was Agatha.
Well,
they
didn't name drop. They didn't say Strange. They said
the Sorcerer Supreme. Yeah.
Sorcerers. The Sorcerer Supreme. Yes.
It was like you could be more powerful than the Sorcerer Supreme with this book or something, and then.
Or you know, I think you are more powerful than the Sorcerer Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Scarlet Witch is more powerful. Or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the way they ended it. Then there's another tie-in to that because there's two. For post-credit scenes, there's two of them.
Yeah.
You had one where at the very end, I think it's the last, it was the second one. You go to a mountain, a beautiful mountain scene, and it was Wanda like in a cabin making coffee or making tea. But then as the camera pans around to another room, she's doing her Scarlet Witch thing.
Yeah, she's reading the book.
But it was in Doctor Strange form, like, she's meditating, and or well, not meditating, but she's levitating. Mm. How do I get those words mixed up?
That's okay. Levitating and elevating are just, it's
she's levitating like doing her, that's a Doctor Strange move is what I would call it, because I've seen him do it before.
Yeah, he did that in Infinity War when he was floating.
Because that's when he was looking at all the possibilities of the outcome of the war. Yeah.
That's where I always say that, you know, if you want a good fight, you know, the two people who gave Thanos a fight in those Infinity War movies was Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange. They held their own. Yeah. So
in game you Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel gave him a couple
of hits. Until he hit her with the freaking one of the stones, yeah. Which very resourceful to do that.
And then Scarlet Witch were basically just, you know,
just
him. Ripped
his
armor off and just threw him on the floor. And if it wasn't for his ships basically throwing bombs to get her off, he would have probably
Watch it in game. Did it give you goosebumps to when like she hit him or did something to him, and he's like, "I don't even know you."
You will.
Oh, like what's that old saying? Hell has no fury.
Like a woman scorned. Yeah, a woman scorned.
That's it right there. I liked it. I thought it was awesome. But then the other end credit post credit scene was, name blank. That the girl that was
Monica
that was like,
Rambeau. Yeah, she basically. Yes.
She's like, I think she's like gonna be like a new witch of some sort.
She's gonna be in the.
Because remember, like that was her third time going to the.
Yeah,
the vortex.
She's
or
got
whatever
some kind
of
power. I think she's going to be in Invasion. That's the next series with Samuel Jackson. She'll be in. I think that comes out next year. So you'll see her there and the Skrulls and all that good stuff.
Yeah,
so that's.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So yeah, some good stuff to look forward to Marvel. I think everyone's going to have a little bit of a hangover because you're not going to see the next Marvel series for till June. That's when Loki comes out, and then we have What If that's going to come out after. So just be patient, guys. It's out there. But let me run through some news real quick, a couple items, and we'll get out of here. Mortal Kombat came out this week. It was the number one. Yep, came out. Made $22 million. Beat out the Demon Assassin. It was an anime. I saw Mortal Kombat. I'm not sure if you saw it.
No, my weekend was, as we discussed,
I'm gonna
my
give
weekend
a quick,
was too
quick
busy.
Little review, and there'll be no spoilers. I'll say this. It was good. Is it better than the original? It depends on your taste. It really does. The fight scenes were incredible. The fatalities were incredible. It kind of lacked in some dialogue, which, whatever. If you're looking for the English patient watching this movie, you're going to be disappointed. Okay, so that's the first thing I'll tell you. But the fight scenes are great. They set up. It was a lot of setup. So if you're big fans of Scorpion and Sub-Zero, you'll like this movie also. The Cade character, to me, didn't really work. But again, just my opinion. But if you want a fun popcorn movie to watch, watch it. It's definitely worth the watch. Everything else in between, you got to lower your expectations. Whatever expectations you're walking, I don't think you should walk in to Mortal Kombat with big expectations. But it's just a fun, fun film. I hope they go further. There's a lot they can do. I would hope that, you know, whoever the director is, his name escapes me at the minute. I would hope that he gets some influence from the games, watches some of the web series on YouTube. They do a phenomenal job on Mortal Kombat. Just really get deep into the mythology. But for a first film attempt to reboot a franchise that people love, it was good. It was good. But there's a lot they can do going forward, and I hope they do that. So that's my opinion of Mortal Kombat. Second item of news here I have is Russell Crowe. He is tagged. He's going to be in Thor and Love and Thunder. And guess who he's playing?
Ooh. Who's he playing?
He is playing Zeus.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah, he's playing the Marvel version of Zeus. That is confirmed. He basically said it on his Instagram or one of his accounts. He's like, yeah, I'm going to play Zeus. And if you look
at... I feel like he's a good... pick for a titan,
a god. Yeah, because you know, if you watch them in one of my favorite movies ever, Man of Steel, he played Jor-El. I thought he did a phenomenal job as Jor-El, you know, coming from Marlon Brando to Russell Crowe. They didn't miss a beat when they cast him as Jor-El. He was good, and I think you know, depending on this movie could be a very silly type movie, and having Russell Crowe now, you know, at his age, you know, he's a little bit older now, and not as kind of, he's not Gladiator fit anymore, unfortunately, but hey.
Doesn't matter.
He's still in the movie. He's still going to add some weight. Not literally. He's got a big old beard, so he's playing Zeus. I think it's perfect. What do you think?
I'm excited. Like, I love it. I mean, naturally, it's the same. I mean, not same. I can't say the same. From Zeus, because when you say Russell Crowe, I think of Gladiator.
Yep. So do I.
I mean, that's where majority of people go. So, being Zeus, like, you have a Roman Empire. This is Greek now, Greek mythology.
Yep.
Like, being realistic, they're very, very similar. So I feel like he can fit that role very well. I'm excited. Do you know when that's coming out?
Love and Thunder should come out. Is it this year or next year?
Because I know it's the same phase as... Yeah. We're in the same phase, clearly.
I want to say it's coming out next year. I don't think it's this year because they're filming now. There's going to be a lot of post and editing in that film. You know, we talked about it. If you guys have checked out Here to Sign the Movies, Last Action Hero, which will be up in a couple, probably in a week or so. We talked about the filming and the editing release date of Last Action Hero. They basically stopped filming that movie 3 weeks before it was released, which is insane. Mm-hmm. And they would never do something like that nowadays. But
no,
so I'm thinking this movie's going to come out probably next year with all the post, the editing, and
special effects. I would agree with that. So, that sounds like a good estimate.
I'm thinking next year sometime. Not sure about the date, but just
putting. I feel two like that's a together. That would be a summer movie. I mean, I feel like a lot of MCU movies, Marvel comic movies, comic book movies. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like they're summer movies releasing middle summer while all these kids are out of school. Mm-hmm. So where are the parents do? Yeah, you're going to the movies. Get out of my hair.
Yeah, get out of here. Here's a couple bucks.
But I feel like that would be the smart thing to do. That's just my opinion, though.
I think also, and you know, next year I think we'll be slowly getting out of this pandemic phase. You know, people are getting vaccinated as we speak, so hopefully the world opens up a little bit more. People go to the theaters. People get out of the house. Floor's wide
open, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping as well. You know,
hopefully Vegas is open in August. Let's hope Vegas is open in August.
Yes, I hope Vegas is open in August for your sake. You know, I'd like to go to Vegas.
We can talk about that.
We'll
later.
Talk about that off air. Emilia Clarke is in final negotiations. She's going to join the Marvel show we actually just talked about a little while ago. She's joining Secret Invasion.
You said that's the one with Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay.
They haven't said what character she's going to play, but you know, if you land a gig in the MCU, it's never a bad thing. You're guaranteed a decent paycheck. Like I said, no word on her character, who she's going to be right now. Just says details about Clark's potential role remain under wraps, but it seems like she's a great fit for Queen Varenka of this. So she could play one of the Queen of the Skrulls. That's speculation. I mean, she was a queen on Game of Thrones, so not too far of a stretch for her to play another queen. And Emilia Clarke's a decent actor, and she was good in Game of Thrones. I actually thought she was pretty good in that Terminator movie, too, that, you know, Terminator Jenny Smith, which I call it because it was garbage. But she wasn't the problem with that film. That film had issues that wasn't her. But, you know, when you add her, we've always talked about here is when you add talent, never a bad thing. You know, you're in a pool team and you have talent. Never a bad thing to add talent. And when you got a show like this, that's another talent you're adding. So it's never a bad thing.
Never a bad thing to add talent to anything.
Exactly. So she's going to be on that. That is speculation as for her roles. I've got a couple more items here. Sorry, guys. I'm scrolling. My internet's going kind of slow here. I'm not going to talk about Invincible yet. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. I'm not caught up yet, so I know a couple people were asking about Invincible. We'll get to it. And Willie, you should watch Invincible, and maybe we'll tag team that in the future for some reviews going forward. Let's see what I got here. I got that. Okay. Azzarello. Oh, the Shang-Chi trailer dropped this week. Did you get a chance to see it?
I did, and I really liked it. I'm excited to.
It looks so dope.
I get a. Do you remember that movie that kids anime show from WB, the Jackie Chan Adventures?
Yeah,
I kind of got a vibe from that. Honestly,
that's interesting. I never thought you would go there, but I get it. It had a little bit of humor towards the end of that trailer with the bus thing and the lady. That was kind of funny. They're taking a different route. Like, I was never the biggest Shang-Chi fan in Marvel. I thought he was kind of cool. But they're tying it in with the Mandarin, and they're making the Mandarin a different type of character than he's supposed to be. Like, he's obviously supposed to be Asian, but, you know, in reality, he's supposed to be green type coloring. And basically now they have the Mandarin. He's related to Shang-Chi. I guess that's his dad, but he's a different name. But he goes under many different names as well as the Mandarin. But the trailer looks so freaking cool.
Dude, it was...
It looked like old school. There was a movie, I remember, it's called Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It had that vibe. I'm like, okay, we're going to go here. I'm into it. And the fighting looked incredible, especially with one of the death dealers when he's fighting Shang-Chi. And the Ten Rings are going to be in there. I can't wait. I think that's coming out this year as well.
So it said September 3rd of this year.
Okay, so...
And if everything continues to go the way it's going, it's going to happen.
I think we're going to see the movie production stop pushing movies back now.
I feel the same way.
Like, I don't see no more reasons to, you know, keep pushing things back or closing things down. I mean, I'm not saying that things are over, but we always got to be cautious. You know, guys, wear your mask and all that good stuff. But I think slowly but surely we're getting out of this pandemic thing. We're going to get back to a sense of normalcy. We're going to get back to going to the movie theaters again. It's just going to be a little bit different. That's all.
Just be more cautious.
Just be cautious. That's all you got to do. Just don't be an idiot. Don't be a jerk.
If you take care of yourself, you should have nothing to worry about.
Take care of yourself. I mean, if you go and hang out with friends, take care of them too. You don't want to get them sick. That's not cool. You know, just protect yourself and everybody else when you're around. That's it. That's all you got to do. But I'm looking forward to that film. I cannot wait till it comes out. What else do I have here? Mortal Kombat. We did that. I think I have one more thing here, and I think that's it. Where'd it go, guys? Sorry. Oh, here's the last thing. As you guys know, Masters of the Universe is coming back to Netflix in animated form. So now they're going to get a prequel comic. I'm not sure, Hotshot, have you ever read like prequel comics to some of the movies that have come out? They did a prequel comic to... what was it? Zack Snyder's Justice League.
A couple
other films they've done this too. So Masters of the Universe, He-Man coming back strong. So they said here. Let me read it real quick. It's going to be a Dark Horse comic. Plans to release a prequel comic before the events of Masters of the Universe Revelation. Last year, there was a comic that came out that me and Mike loved. It was a Masters of the Universe comic. And basically what the premise was there was this... It basically went to the mythology of all the He-Mans of all time. Like the animated series, all the comics. Like every single version of He-Man was all in there. It was like a multiverse of He-Man. And basically they had to stop this evil He-Man from killing all the He-Man of all the multiverses so he gets all the power and murders everybody. It was really, really cool. It was like a one-off 6-episode run. I'm not sure there's an omnibus out there right now, but I read it. It's dumb fun. They had the Dolph Lundgren He-Man in there, too. He ends up being killed by this evil He-Man. And they have a version of Skeletor in there who's human. He's trying to help them out. It's a fun little series. And that was a Dark Horse comic. So if Dark Horse is going to do it like they say they are, it should be fun. It should be fun to look forward to seeing that comic. What do you think? I mean, I'm not sure if you're the biggest He-Man fan around.
I had a book when I was a kid. I loved reading it. But I'm not. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not. I'll watch it though. I'm always open to watch. Hey, I haven't tried to watch He-Man in years, so maybe my taste has changed.
Maybe, yeah.
So I will give it a chance when it comes out, and we'll see what happens.
Well, that's all we can ask here in the Heroes Asylum. Just give it a chance. We always have a rule here. It's called the 5-episode rule. You know, basically, if you want to jump off after 5, because 5 you get a good like taste of what you're getting. I'm not sure how long the episodes are going to be in this film, but a series. They haven't said, but I'm going to guess. I'm going to venture to guess it'll be 20, 25 minutes an episode, so probably 10, 13 episodes you'll get. I can't see no more than that, but check that out. I have one last thing here. Hold on. Just looked it up. and this is an interesting one. This is going to relate to our other podcast, Lobos and Chair Shots. Apparently, The Miz has been campaigning to play Johnny Cage in the next Mortal Kombat movie. And I'll tell you what, when I first read this, I was like, no, right? No, no, no. Then I stopped.
Uh-huh.
And I started thinking. And then I looked at a couple of his matches. And then I looked the way he walked into the ring. And I'm like, wait a minute. He is basically Johnny Cage. He's fit. He's got the attitude. Why not? Why not? I'd be down for it. What do you think?
Maybe.
Not my first choice, but not an awful choice. If he got
it is a different role than what I was expecting, than what I would expect him to go for.
But I think it's something that he can embrace too, because if you look at his character,
I mean,
it's basically Johnny Cage almost.
We'll see if he gets it, and then we'll see if he succeeds at it and excels at it. Or
I'm just saying, I'm not trying to campaign for the guy, but look, he's a role. No, you
are.
Johnny Cage,
this is what you're doing. You are campaigning for him, because
you know what? In a way, I kind of am. You know what? You're right. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate that. Mike does that, and now you do it too. So you're part of the family, definitely. But
give me a straight jacket, because I'm going crazy. Your
straight jacket's in the mail, sir. So anyway. If you look at it, like a role like that's going to be a physical role. He's physical weakly. You're going to have to be arrogant. The guy isn't arrogant on his promos. He's got the look. He almost looks like Johnny Cage. Maybe just grow his hair a little bit more, put some sunglasses on it. He's Johnny Cage. And at the ending of the Mortal Kombat movie, no spoilers, but I will spoil this one part.
Don't do it.
Actually, I'm not going to do it.
Don't do it.
I was thinking about doing it, but I'll just mention it has something...
Nope.
To do with somebody I just said. That's all I'm going to say. But I didn't spoil anything.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. Guys, that was issue 112.
Wait, I do have one thing. I'm sorry.
You do got one thing? Oh, you got?
I do have one thing. Piece of news. Since you're talking about releasing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's hit the news that part 2 of Lucifer comes back next month.
Oh.
In May.
In May.
Season 5B is what they're calling it. Is being released in May of this year.
Oh.
It's on the internet, and you know, I know people say don't believe the internet, but I watch Netflix all the time, and it's finally hitting Netflix where they're hitting a preview for it, or not a preview, but like, it's just telling us these are coming next month. So,
okay,
if Netflix is doing it, then I would believe it's real. And I'm excited because I love Lucifer. I've watched all
of them. I am a big Lucifer fan as well. That show is awesome.
I feel like they could have waited to show his dad, but we can talk about that on another show.
Okay, I got the release date right here. You can catch Lucifer Season 5 Part 2 will be releasing Friday, May 28th.
Yes.
So, guys, I can't wait. I'm a big fan
I think that's Memorial Weekend. It is Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, it's perfect. Go home and binge watch that shit. I love season 5A. I love the way they ended with the cliffhanger where we're finally going to meet Lucifer's dad for the first time. That should be awkward. I think the first episode for 5B is called Family Dinner. That should be very awkward. I'd like to be a fly on the wall seeing archangels and God talking about freaking parental problems. That'd be interesting. Well,
he did this and he did this
Not children.
I'm not touching you. But I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Lucifer series. When I watched it, and when it began at Fox, one of the first things I got from the first episode, I was like, okay, it's kind of like a procedural, kind of like a cop type TV series. But the one thing I noticed right away, Tom Ellis, man, he carries that show. That's his show. That's his character. He makes if he's gone, that show is crap. Like, no offense to the other actors in that show. They do a great job, too. But you need, like, a lead stallion, and he's the lead.
I mean, the only person who could maybe, and this is a very, very small maybe, is the detective.
Maybe.
Because she's the leading co-host.
I would say co-star. Her or the doctor, the psychologist. You don't think?
I disagree.
I think the psychologist.
It has to be Chloe.
I don't think it's Chloe. I like Chloe.
She's there for a reason.
Yeah, I know, but I think she feeds off Lucifer more than anything else.
She does. I mean, I love the way at the end of season four where he leaves her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't like the way he left her, but the way like they're finally like, we've known it the entire series. We've known it.
They were gonna get together. Just a matter
of time. But I'm happy that they're finally giving it to us. So maybe this is the final season.
It's gonna be, because it's almost like an old TV series like Moonlighting. Once the two characters get together, where else do you go?
Right.
You can only keep them apart for so long, and then like, come on already, just get together. And now that they're gonna get together, yeah. I think season six is the last season. They've said that. I think they're filming that now. So yeah, look out for.
We won't know until we know.
Yeah, we won't know until we know. So May 28th, guys, look out for Lucifer on Netflix. Get ready to binge watch all that shit. Anyway. That's all I got for issue 112 of the Heroes of Silent. I want to thank Hotshot for joining me for issue 112. And as always, well, Hotshot, where can the kids find you on the social media interwebs?
Well, I'm not here just for the kids. I'm here for everybody, because everybody loves Hotshot.
That's right.
You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Heroes Asylum. Yeah, you can find me there too.
I guess so. If you want to steal my plug, I was talking about low blows and chair shots, but yeah, you can plug the Heroes Asylum as well.
I'll plug mine. I'm on your show, so here, it just slipped out.
It's all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you would like to find Kane and I in the ring, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Low Blows and Chair Shots, where we have a weekly episode on our podcast. Talk about everything and anything in the wrestling industry, and we go back in time, talk about everything. And if you hear something that you want to respond to, or there's something that you want us to talk about, feel free to hit us up on our social media, and we listen, we pay attention to you guys. So whatever you tell us to do, we always watch and listen to what y'all say.
Indeed.
And without y'all, we would have anything.
I agree. Check out Heroes Asylum _podcast at Twitter. Check out Heroes Asylum on Instagram. And as always, from me to Willie to Mike to you, get to the asylum, kids.